Learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simurash Sadi Tess, which has been discussing the laws of Havdalah. Continue with Sif Tess. Imrotza Liso Tekev Havdalah discusses that if a person wishes to eat immediately after Havdalah, in which of course there's a special Indian of having Amlab Malka at that time, Sarach Lezahir Shul Yavi Lechem Lashulchan Kodom Havdalah, something which a person may not think about. We think about this when it comes to Friday night, Shabbos day, in which we cover the challah before we make Kiddush. But it's also something to be concerned of when it comes to Havdalah. That if you make Havdalah and you have bread on the table, you should be careful not to have the bread on the table. He says, V'im hevi, if you did, poris alav mapa umechasen, a person should take some type of cloth, some sort, whatever it may be, and cover it up. Because the truth is, you would technically be obligated to say the bracha over the bread first, but since you're not allowed to eat, you have to make Havdalah. And therefore, it's better not to have the bread on the table. In the event that it is on the table, then it should be covered up. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, he says that the reason behind this, as we mentioned before, and we learned this halacha pertaining Kiddush, that havi bizul lepas, shiaktim lo davar acher, l'chein yesh l'chasoso. The reason why it's covered is because it's an embarrassment, so to speak, for this bread, that you should have anything else that you would make a bracha on it before it. Because really, when it comes to the pecking order of making the proper brachos, first you say bread, hamotzi, the more specific bracha, then you finally go down to the most generic, ultimately to the shahakol. And therefore, since the bracha on the wine is less specific, then the bracha, the pas, is more important because of the order of the pasuk. Therefore, one should make sure to have the bread covered. And again, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's an Indian of bizui, because it's an embarrassment. Obviously, it's an inanimate object. It's not something which potentially can be embarrassed. And as I explained a couple of years ago, and we learned this, that there was once a story of a young couple that unfortunately, when it came to him making kiddush, he noticed that the challah was uncovered, and in the presence of other guests, he started to embarrass his wife that she forgot to have the bread covered. And of course, the message that his mistake was, the whole reason why we cover the bread is because it's an embarrassment, but that's an inanimate object. Of course, we have to be sensitive to the embarrassment that we cause our fellow man. Continuing now with the next sif. Aser lasois shum malacha koidim shiavdil. A person also, in addition to not eating, which we've been discussing, is also not to do any work koidim shiavdil until havdol is made. And we're familiar with this halacha. The mim hivdil betvila mutter avavi shadayin lo hivdil al kos. Once you said in your Shemon Esrei at night the special insertion for, which has the havdol in it, then all of a sudden you're allowed to do work, even though you did not make havdol in the cup. If for whatever reason you need to do work before you said the Havdalah in the Tefillah, or for that matter if you forgot to say it, Omer Hamavdil, and then in parentheses is being Kodesh Uvena Chol. You should make that declaration, which is a quasi Havdalah, and therefore from that point you can do work. And on this the Ramah continues and says it's not just for men. B'chem Nashim, women should also be cautious, She'en Mavdilin B'Tefillah, especially as women often do not daven marav, and therefore they would not be saying havdalah in their tefillah. Yesh lamdan shomer hamad min kodesh achol kodim shas malach. Before they do work, as he quotes the kolbo, women should make sure to say this statement of hamad min kodesh achol. Yesh omrim, there are those that say the chol zeh b'malacha gemura. This whole idea of not doing work before you make havdalah is only a malacha gemura, an actual real significant laborious malacha, going kosei ba'oireg. He gives examples of writing, sewing, weaving. Abel hadlakas aner ba'alma ohotzomer shusar shusein tzarachazev. Let's say she wishes to light the candle on behalf of her husband. She doesn't have to say baruch ha'madu min kodesh chol, or for that matter, again, if you didn't say it in the Shemon Esrei, then it's okay. That's the words of the Ramah. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, all you have to do is say Baruch Hamad Min Kodesh Achol, even without shame or malchus, you don't say Hashem's name, and that suffices. Just saying that will not allow you to eat. You actually have to say the Havdalah v'gam b'tefila, also in the tefila. And therefore, this only is a recipe to allow you to do malacha there afterwards, but does not allow you to eat until you actually make havdalah. Now, the Pesukei Teshuvos discusses one last thought regarding this topic, and that is, since you are not supposed to do any form of malacha before you make havdalah, what happens if there's someone else? Maybe I did make havdalah, but there's someone else that did not make havdalah. Am I allowed to derive benefit from them? For example, when it comes to a taxi, and it happens to be a Jewish taxi driver, or a bus driver, so in those situations, am I allowed to go on Saturday night into their bus knowing that they did not make havdalah? So in this, the Pesukei Teshuvos says as follows, U'motil insayim autobus o moinit shel machal Shabbos. The person is allowed to go onto a bus as well as a taxi, even though the person who is driving it on Saturday night, done the kafschus, but he probably is machal Shabbos, alfa b'yishlo hivdil, and therefore probably didn't hear havdalah either. It's not a problem. V'chein mutil yihanos memalacha shosimi she'enu mavdil b'moitzi Shabbos. Someone who does keep Shomer Shabbos, but they just didn't make havdalah yet, you are allowed to also derive from any malacha that they may have done as well. Mutter limso malacha lasos. You can also have them do a malacha for you. And in conclusion, he says a very interesting point. He says that even though it's true that technically you are allowed to have someone who even though didn't make havdalah and perhaps was machal Shabbos, and since they didn't make havdalah, so really it's still Shabbos on some level because they didn't remove it yet. So the question is, are you allowed to do malacha? Are you allowed to have this person do malacha? So he said yes. However, he says the following: Diesh denohagin lahakbid loimer linaheg shvua tov. The person who is, let's say, your taxi driver, as he pulls up to you, perhaps one thing you can do when you see that he has a Magen David, or you see he's a Jew, you know he's Jewish, just say to him Shvua Tov, and or just say Good Vach, or what language it may be. Kidei Shiyashiv lo Shvua Tov, and he'll say Shvua Tov back to you. And once he says that back to you, that already is considered to be a form of a havdalah. And he says this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger that says the yoytzim yedei kiddush be'amiras shafsatava huaden hacha yoytzei chavasa v'havdalah. I've heard that there's some rabbanim when they would walk on the street and they would see their neighbors, they would always wish them good Shabbos. And by them saying good Shabbos, on some level, they are also been mekayim the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, which is a deraisa. So based on that shita, Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a person fulfills some element of Kiddush by saying that it's Shabbat Tov, a good Shabbos, so too when it comes to saying Shavua Tov, also on some level, this taxi driver has made some form of Havdalah, and therefore at that point, everyone would agree, you can certainly have him do Malacha on your behalf.